And now, Dick Tracy! This is Dick Tracy on the case of the Book of Four Kings. Stand by for action. Let's go, men.
Protector of law and order.
Today's adventure with Dick Tracy will be coming on in just a minute and 10 seconds. First, we'd like to know if you've ever read the books of Zane Grey. If you haven't read his books, you've most certainly seen his stories in the movies. His writing, of course, was only concerned with the Wild West, and from it you might suppose that he'd been brought up in the West and lived his entire life among the horses and the cattle out there. This was far from the case. His father had insisted that he study dentistry. Zane Grey actually started his professional life as a dentist in New York City. But he could never be happy in that work, and he knew it. So there came a day when he closed his dental office, moved with his wife and baby to Lackawaxen, Pennsylvania, where he could live cheaply, and there he started to write. Then for 5 long years, he slaved over one novel after another, without a cent of income, until he was almost ready to give up. But his wife encouraged him to write one more book, and that was the one that was sold. Well, he was a rich man after that, but I guess it must have taken a lot of courage for Zane Grey to write that last one. Don't you think so? And now, Dick Tracy. Yesterday, Big Digger marshaled his forces for another assault on Mark Easy's bank account. He sent Baguette to Mark Easy, and the young lady, using her devastating charm, persuaded him to send for more money and to pay cards again with Big Digger. He said that he was adept at manipulating cards and would see that he won. And now, while Tracy and Pat are carrying on their fruitless search for Big Digger, Mark Easy is talking to his lawyer while Baguette listens interestedly.
Now listen, Jack, don't argue with me. I want that $75,000 here by this afternoon.
Now relax, Mark. It's an awful lot of money you're asking for.
But it's my money.
After all, I'm your lawyer. Don't you think you ought to tell me what you want it for?
I don't think anything of the kind. I'm in full possession of my senses. I know what I'm doing.
Well, I hope you do.
I pay you to give me advice when I ask for it.
Well, there'll be no charge for this. You can just be very sure you're not making a mistake.
What do you take me for, an idiot? You get busy with the banks. I want that money at my hotel here by this afternoon.
Well, as I told you before, in order to get that much, I'm going to have to sell some of your securities. You might not get a favorable break if I have to do it at such short notice.
I'll take a chance on that. Get the money here. That's all.
My, but you sound masterful over the phone, Mark Easy.
When I make up my mind to do something, I don't kid around.
You are just wonderful.
Well, that's how I got where I am today. I've always been smart. I've always seen to it that my orders were carried out.
Then the money's going to be here, all right?
You can bet your life on that.
Fine. And we'll give Big Digger the beating of a lifetime.
Say, you know, it's funny that fellow cheating me at cards. I wouldn't have thought him the type.
Nor would I. He certainly appears to be a gentleman.
They say you can't tell a book by its cover.
Maybe they do, but is it necessary?
What do you say?
Just mumbling.
Huh. Say, now, Baguette, are you sure we can pull off this scheme to take Big Digger?
Give me a deck of cards.
Oh, sure. Here you are, man.
My daddy taught me just about every trick there is. Now watch.
Hey, you can sure handle them.
Watch this one. A three-way cut with one hand.
You got mighty clever fingers, man.
Thank you. Now cut the cards. Now watch how I pick them up.
I didn't see anything.
I know you didn't. But I actually reversed the cut when I lifted up the deck. Watch, I'll do it slowly. Now I put the bottom of the cut on top. And now watch.
Yeah, when you do it slow like that, I can see it. Yeah, as you pick them up, you put the two halves of the deck back like there was before the cut.
That's right. So if I've stacked the deck, the cut doesn't interfere with what I'm planning.
Yeah, that's right, smart stuff. You going to pull that on Big Digger tonight?
If he isn't watching me too closely.
Nobody would think a beautiful young girl like you would know how to make a deck of cards walk around like that.
You make it sound as if I did this for a business.
Oh, I didn't mean that, Baguette.
My father taught me all kinds of sleight-of-hand tricks for cards, but he also taught me never to use those tricks except to amuse people or to show up cheating.
I'm sure of it, ma'am.
Frankly, I don't feel very happy about what we're going to do to Big Digger tonight.
Well, don't let it worry you for a moment. He practically stole that $25,000 from me last night.
Of course he did. And I feel responsible for the whole thing because I introduced you to him on the train.
Just don't let it worry.
And another thing. We'll just win back your $25,000 and then we'll leave. I will not cheat for my own profit.
You're a noble girl, Baguette. I'm honored to have you for friend. Oh,
thank you, Mark. Now, tonight I want you to sit on my right. When I give you the cards, always try to cut them about the middle.
I'll do that.
And one other thing. When you've finished your deal, don't be polite and pick up the cards for me. Let me do it.
All right, I'll remember. I'd be honored if I could take you to lunch now, Baguette.
Oh, a perfectly wonderful idea. And let's go someplace elegant where I can show off my new bracelet.
The sound of shuffling cards can be dangerous music to certain ears, particularly to Mark Easy's.
Come on, Baguette, it's your deal.
You don't mind if I pick up the cards, do you, Big Digger?
No, you don't mind if the lady picks up the cards, do you, Big Digger?
Your mood is so charming this evening, it's a pleasure to play with you, Mark Easy.
Maybe you wouldn't be quite so genial. You'd lost the amount of money I have.
But for one thing, I know I wouldn't cry about it. If you're yellow, why do you play?
Watch out who you're calling yellow.
Oh, come now, Mark Easy. Let's dispense with the heroics. Nobody forced you to play cards. If you've lost money, it's your hard luck. I don't think I'm going to break down and cry because you took a bath. If you've had enough, why don't you get out?
Baguette's deal. It'd be rude for me to leave now.
Will you cut them, please?
I'll cut them. Let's hope it'll do some good this time.
Oh, I'm sure it will. And I'm truly sorry that you haven't won tonight.
I know.
Open for $1,000. Keep the pikers out.
Look, mister, you got around 70,000 of my money tonight. Don't call me a piker.
You're going to better talk. I'm getting tired.
I'll raise you $1,000.
I'm afraid I'm out.
I'll see you. Give me one card.
I'll play these.
Well, well, a pat hand. Under those circumstances, I checked you.
Everything I got left. $2,600. I'm not afraid of your two pair.
Well, I don't want you to steal it. I'll call.
I get an ace high straight. Well, I guess this is where my luck turns. From now on, I'll win.
Maybe from now on, but not this time. I've got a pretty little flush.
You feel the flush on me? Why, you rotten cheat. And you were dealing, Baguette. I think you were in with him.
Get out of here. I don't like the way you talk. Pick it up, chump. That's your taxi fare.
All right, I'm going. But you haven't heard the last of this.
Quick, we've got to follow him. I don't want any trouble. He'll probably go home and have a good cry, but we'll keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't try the cuffs.
Late vigils are ruinous to my peaches and cream complexion. Why don't we go home?
Well, you can go if you want to, Pat, but I'm going to stick it out a little longer.
Oh, I think you're crazy, but I'll stay with you.
This guy, Big Digger, must be in town, and he must be operating. In case any information comes in about him, I want to be right here at headquarters to get it.
It's a fine idea. While you stay here at headquarters, suppose I go out and investigate the coffee and sandwich situation.
That's a great idea, Patrick. Hold it, Pat. Inspector Tracy speaking.
Oh, hello, Tracy. Thank heaven you're there. I've got to see you. It's terribly important.
Just a minute. Who are you?
My name is Mark Easy. I've just been cheated out of $100,000.
Was this a business deal? Were you robbed? Please give me some particulars.
I was cheated at cards. Cheated by a crooked gambler.
Now, we're getting somewhere. What was this man's name, and where are you right now?
The man's name is... What are you doing in my room? Get out. Get out!
Hello. Hello! Quick, Pat. We've got to find a man whose life is in great danger.
Yeah, well, where is he?
He was cut off before he could tell me. But we've got to find him, Pat. We've got to.
Afraid of what I was going to say.
As a matter of fact, yes. My business gets along very well without advertising. You know what this is, don't you?
I know. Machine gun.
Yes, I just don't want you to be laboring under any misapprehension.
All right, I lost my head. Phoned the cops to tell them I'd been slicked. But they didn't find out anything. Look, you put your gun down and I'll pack up and go home. I won't say a thing. And I'll forget all about what happened.
That might be all right if I were thinking of retiring, but I'm not. What do you think of Baguette, huh? You didn't think that a pretty girl like that would take you for a sucker.
I still don't.
No, of course you don't. She's too nice. She's an angel. Well, at heart, I'm a nice guy, and I wouldn't want you to die with any questions on your mind. Did you see that bracelet on her right arm? Well, you bought it with the money you lost the other night. It was a nice present, too. And what you lost tonight will buy her a little something for the other arm. Sure, she's a nice girl, but how she loves those pretty little stones that come out of the ground.
Put that gun down, Big Digger. Don't kill me.
Oh, how I love suckers. They're my favorite people.
In a moment, we'll return to Dick Tracy. But first, from the list of great names on Broadway come the illustrious stars you'll hear every Sunday night when it's time for ABC's outstanding dramatic series, Theater Guild, on the air. This year, as in the past two seasons, Theater Guild creates all the glamour and allure of the theater in each hour presentation. And the formula for this show that is ranked among the tops in awards is basic but expert. They take a successful play, they adapt it for radio, keeping the spirit and mood of the play intact. They cast it with actors who know their work and then put the whole working script under talented directors. When the finished product is ready, the announcer says, Theater Guild on the air, and you can be sure of 60 minutes of top theater. Last year, you heard from such Broadway favorites as Helen Hayes, Clifton Webb, and Judith Anderson. Such Broadway stage sensations as The First Year and The Church Mouse and Gold. This season, you'll be hearing from many more popular actors and current as well as established successes. So don't be late when the curtain goes up every Sunday night on Theater Guild on the air, heard on most of these ABC stations. For the best in plays, actors, and presentation, hear Theater Guild on the air. And now, back to Dick Tracy.
Dick, did you get the guy's name?
Yes, Pat. He said it was Mark Easy. We've got to find out where he telephoned from.
Well, the needle in the haystack routine would be a cinch compared to this.
But Dick and Pat don't know that it's already too late. But can they stop Big Digger before he adds any more suckers to his collection? Better tune in Monday for The Adventures of Dick Tracy. Produced by Charles Powers, Dick Tracy is heard overseas through the Armed Forces Radio Service. And this is George Gunn speaking. Say, Tracy fans, have you ever had your breath taken away by something that has particularly interested you? Maybe it was a song you heard, or maybe it was a thrilling book that you've read. Well, ABC has a program that we think will affect you the same way. It's called The Greatest Story Ever Told, and it's just that, a truly great program. Everyone in your family will want to hear The Greatest Story Ever Told, and it's broadcast each Sunday over most of these ABC stations, because, well, you'll be remembering and talking about each wonderful story for a long time afterwards. Be sure to remind your friends and your parents to hear the greatest story ever told this Sunday. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.